We're alone in the universe? Wait, what's that?
We are here to test you. How would you like to be tested?
Wait, if we say nothing, maybe they won't test us. Probably.
Agreed.
What? No! Oh, that's all? You are listening to 90.9 WONY Oneonta. If females from Venus probe you, don't be a baby.
Attention, attention, attention. Doctors Without Borders needs your help. The organization gives assistance to populations in distress, natural man-made disaster victims, and armed conflict victims. They've treated millions of people since 1971. Volunteers undergo great risk and danger in order to provide this life-saving medical care. About 90% of funding to keep these missions going comes from people like you.
Doctor, I'm so glad we found...
Hey everyone, you're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 16th, the Black History Month film series continues at 6 p.m. in Sergi Lee Hall. Also on Monday, day one of Club Jeopardy starts at 9 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, February 17th, starting at 5 p.m., experience a taste of Lunar New Year located at Sergi Lee Hall in the Great Room. Check out Trivia Tuesday starting at 9 p.m. located in Hunt Union in the Red Dragon Theater. On Wednesday, February 18th, listen to speaker Jamie Lee Lewis for the Gathering of Words poetry event starting at noon in Hunt Union. Also on Wednesday, Club Jeopardy Night 2 kicks off at 9 p.m. located in Hunt Union Ballroom. On Thursday, February 19th, from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m., journey to the Hunt Union Ballroom to experience the Dr. MLK Jr. Commemoration and Community Breakfast featuring guest speaker Sarah Collins Rudolph. And if you miss it on Wednesday, happening again on Thursday is the Gathering of Words poetry event, this time in the Sergi Great Room at 6 p.m. featuring guest speaker Jamie Lee Lewis. This has been your WONY Weekly Update on WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta. More information about these events and more can be found on Campus Connection. Have a great week. Keep it locked, everyone.
Hello? Hello? Yo. All right, we're live. Andrew Trebilcock, Whatever I Want, that's the show. Hope you guys, if you guys are still listening, like Obscurities with Magnus. Great show, great guy. Very intelligent. But yeah, we got a guest in the studio. We got Carol, WONY trainee. Last show training on. She's training on. You want to say hi?
Yo, what is up?
All right, that's it, baby. It's my first person I'm ever training on my show, too, so that's pretty crazy. But, I'm gonna shut up. I'm gonna play some stuff. Song playing right now, my good buddy Garrison, I Bet UB Buffalo, made this song. Great guy, very smart. So we're just gonna go right into it. I'm gonna play some Bjork for our first song, so this is it. We'll be right back.
once I was when I was 6 years old. And oh my God, I feel so old. I can see the tiny lines below. And oh my God, they look so alone. Oh my God, I gotta move on. Where do you move, or are you moving from? It's just like the universe works on a math equation and never, ever, ever, never, ever, ever in the spiral.
Come to us all, three is all. Or the sound of a busy place is fine for a pretty face. Who knows what a face is for? To ground with a face so pale, I never heard about the change. Showed his hand and fell out of frame. In the light of the city square, I find out the face that's fair. Keep it by your side. When the light of the city falls, you fly to the city walls. I take off with your bride. But at the chime of a city clock, I put up your roadblock, hang on to your gold. For a stone in a tin can is worth to the city man who leaves his island.
Yo. Sorry, guys, I'm back. We had a couple songs play. I was a little busy. I was training Carol, but she is now gone. And, yeah, so I played a couple songs. We had Big Time Sensuality, Bjork, Never Ending Math Equation, Sun Kill Moon. And then, what is this Nick Drake song? I played a Nick Drake song. What's the name of it? At the Chime of a City Clock from Brighter Later, 1971. And then that last song was Lowell M.A., Death Cab for Cutie. But yeah, you know, hope you guys had a great Valentine's Day yesterday. Awesome. It was on a Saturday. If you spent it alone, no problem. You know, maybe you hung out with some friends. You were just gaming at home, maybe. But there's nothing wrong with that, you know? As long as you had a good day, I'm happy. But yeah, you know, me and my girlfriend went to Cooperstown yesterday, got some chow. It was very yummy. And yeah, I went to a burger joint and made the mistake, and I got fish and chips. I don't know why I did that, and I regretted it. Because my girlfriend got a burger, and it was really amazing. And I was really jealous. But yeah. But yeah, I got some CDs in the studio today. We got some CDs. Yeah. Usually I don't play from CDs. But yeah, I think I'm going to play one from this album, 100% Electronica by George Clanton. Really great album. George Clanton's debut. When was it released? 2015 was released. I think it was his independent record label, and now his label, 100% Electronica, booming. But yeah, a lot of great songs from this album. My last show, I was not here last week, but 2 weeks ago, we had Big J on the show, my roommate Jack Horn. We listened to some George Clanton stuff. We listened to his song Warm Spot from this album, his debut. I used to play a lot of stuff from Slide, another one of his albums. But yeah, I'm going to play, what's this song called? I'm going to play Wonder Gently from it. We're playing a CD. But yeah, so here it goes. By the way, just listen. Just wait for the drop. There's a crazy drop in this song. You guys will hear it, okay? I'm just saying. Thank you. Hello? Okay, so I got a special recommendation right now. Good guy Ryan wants to hear a song from his favorite video game, Cyberpunk 2077. So that's what we're going to do. And this song is called I Really Want to Stay at Your House. So I've actually played this song before, but I'm going to play it again. So. Back on track. Last song, Wonder Gently by George Clanton. I hope you guys like that one. Great song, great album, 100% electronica. Check it out if you don't know it. But I got another CD queued up. Also played this album 2 weeks ago. On Fire, Galaxy 500 is the name of the album. What did I play last? I think I played Blue Thunder, which is the opening track of the album. And I played Cold Night from this album, On Fire, Galaxy 500. But yeah, I'm going to play When Will You Come Home by Galaxy 500. I don't really know too much about them. I got to look some stuff up about them. But I know they were a very short-lived band. But yeah, 1987, and they split up in 91, so only like 4 years that they were like releasing studio albums. But yeah, they have an album Today, On Fire, and This Is Our Music. I talked about it last time, that I heard it in Perks of Being a Wallflower. They played the song Tugboat, which I really like. But yeah, so this next song is When Will You Come Home by Galaxy 500. So I'm just going to play it. So.
Thank you.
Yeah, When Will You Come Home by Galaxy 500. Great track. I'm pretty sure that's one of their more popular ones. One of the things I like to watch on YouTube is, like, old band performances from, like, the 90s. Because I wasn't around back then, and I feel like I'm missing out. But when I looked up Galaxy 500, I found them playing this song on YouTube. So check it out. Yeah, the album is On Fire. If you guys like it, you know, check out the album. Maybe buy the CD. I just got the CD like last week. I got like a promotional version of it. But yeah, I've been listening to it a lot. I just got this sick Sony CD set up in my bedroom. Just got a subwoofer the other day. Shakes the whole house. But yeah, I listen to this CD a lot. I think it's good because we're like I'm in this cold upstate New York town, and a lot of the songs on this album are like snowstorm, cold night. So relatable, man. A lot of cold nights in Oneonta. But actually today, it was quite beautiful today, actually. I hope you guys got a chance to go outside today, because it was very nice out. I was outside of my front porch in a short sleeve shirt. So that's saying a lot, actually. But yeah, so I got another CD queued up. We're doing a CD show today, if you guys are just tuning in. I just recently got my hands on a lot of really great CDs that mean a lot to me. And if you're a reoccurring listener to the show, you'll know that there's this guy, Michael Plaster's his name, from a group, Soul Whirling Somewhere. I guess it's not really a group, but it's like a solo project. But back in the 90s, Project Records is the label. I don't know if anybody's familiar with Project Records, but they have a lot of like ethereal ambience, like dark wave kind of music. Soul Whirling Somewhere, really beautiful, ethereal, kind of like ambient acoustic stuff. I played some of his live album, live at Project Fest 96, last show, where he played his single, You'll Tear Me, what is it? You'll Tear Me Away From You? Yeah. The live version of that song is really great. And this album that I'm about to play is called Eating the Sea. I believe it was his first, like, full-fledged, like, debut album. But really great ambient stuff on here. Really beautiful vocals. The song I'm going to play is called Drained by Soul Whirling Somewhere from Eating the Sea, the album. My girlfriend was at my house yesterday, and I was playing the CD. Because I usually like to play like ambient stuff when I'm getting ready for bed. She's like, I heard this song 10 times in the past week. And I'm like, because it's good. The drums on the song are really amazing. It's like, I don't even know what it is. Like some bongos maybe? I don't even know. But yeah, this song is called Drained. I'm going to play. So I'm going to get that on right now for you guys. And really, like, if you're listening right now, like, just shut up for a little bit. And just like, really listen to this song, because it's really beautiful. I think this is like one of the most beautiful songs I've heard in a very long time, so I've been listening to it all week. So yeah, the song is called Drained by Soul Whirling Somewhere, so check it out. Those are some good songs, huh? What do you guys think? But yeah, Drained, Soul Whirling Somewhere, the song right before that last one. And that last one was Healing Spiritual Echo by Meat Computer, from his album Slept on the Floor, Still Dreamt About You. Meat Computer, really great music, like outstanding artist. But man, his Instagram is real questionable. Yeah, it's really bad. I guess he was feeling himself on Valentine's Day, and he was posting some weird stuff on his story. If you're interested, I won't repeat anything what he said on air, but if you're interested, just go look at his Instagram. Meat Computer is the name of him. But yeah, he's got some good music though. So you got to separate the art from the artist. That's what I say sometimes. But yeah, so up next, I'm going to play a song from Geese. You guys might know Geese. They're pretty huge now. Yeah, they've been blowing up a lot recently. My mom actually is a very big Geese head, apparently. But yeah, my roommate, Jack, I know he likes, Cameron Winter's got some solo stuff, the lead singer of Geese, and his album Heavy Metal is apparently pretty big. Yeah, my roommate really likes that album. My girlfriend loves that album. But I'm more of a fan of their most recent album that just came out. Maybe I'm just like hopping on a train, but like I don't really listen to his solo stuff from Geese, but like them as a group, their album Getting Killed, it's like outstanding. I love that album. So my mom actually recommended me this song. She said this was her favorite, Half Real. So I'm going to play that song. I actually did not know about this song until my mom texted it to me and I checked it out. But I guess I like the big song. I like Cobra a lot. Cobra's a really great song. All Pays to Cocaine is really good. Long Island City, Here I Come is really good. But yeah, so I'm going to play Half Real from the album. Great song. What's playing behind me right now? You guys hear that? This? It's from my good buddy Harold Budd and Brian Eno from their album Ambient 2. If if you're having trouble sleeping tonight, maybe put on some Harold Budd Ambient album. Very good. This is an Ark of Doves. The song is playing behind me right now. But yeah, so I'll shut up. I'm going to play Half Real by Geese. So I hope you guys enjoy this one. If you guys don't like it, you can blame my mom. real. My geese. We love geese at Wony. Yay. I remember last semester, Wony posted like a Wony Wrapped. Like, if you guys, if there's any Spotify users out there, you guys might know about like the Spotify Wrapped at the end of the year. Like, Spotify will get all your info and like show you like what songs you were listening to the most or something like that. But yeah, Wony posted that, and Getting Killed was the top album last semester streamed on Wony. But yeah, I mean, to be fair, like it came out last, when did that album come? It's 2025. I think it was, September 26, 2025 came out. So, I mean, it makes sense. It was really like a monumental album. Like, this album, like, if you guys aren't familiar with Geese, like, they are huge now. Huge. Like, Cameron Winter, lead singer at Geese, playing Carnegie Hall. Sold out shows everywhere. I mean, it's crazy, man. But, yeah, good song. I love Half Real. Thanks, Mom, for sending me that song. But yeah. So next up, I got some more CDs queued up for you guys. Automatic for the People, REM, is, so I'm going to play a song from that album. Love REM. I have most of their CDs in my collection. Grew up on a lot of REM. My dad loves REM. My whole family loves REM. They're great. Some of my favorites from this album, Night Swimming, is really good. I'm going to play Man on the Moon. Very popular song. You guys probably know Man on the Moon by REM, but I remember in like middle school listening to this song all the time because I felt like it was like shouting me out, because it's like, Andy, did you hear about this one? You know, my name's Andrew. So I was like, yes, I did hear about this one. But yeah, so I'm going to play Man on the Moon by REM up next. And then, yeah, we'll see where it goes from there. You hear the song playing behind me right now? It's a little sneak peek to what I'm going to play later. So, yeah. So this is Man on the Moon by REM.
Nothing is cool. Most believer. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a little ghost for the offering. Yeah, 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 yeah. Here's a truck stop instead of St. Peter's. Yeah, 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 yeah. Mr. Andy Kaufman's gone messing. Yeah, 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 yeah. Now, Andy, did you hear about this one?
Much. But yeah, so Man on the Moon, REM, played right before this last song. And yeah, this song was, I can't pronounce, I'm always picking these songs you can't pronounce, but Anhedonia 2 by Duster and Dirty Art Club from their single. Yeah, great song. But yeah, so I actually am looking at the clock. We have a break in 2 minutes for some ads. And yeah, but we'll be back. We're on till 8 o'clock tonight. So we keep, you know, keep playing bangers for you guys. But yeah, so hear that little song in the back. This is some Aphex Twin. I'm going to let you guys listen to a little bit of Aphex Twin right before the break. And then, yeah, I'll put on some ads and I'll be right back. So sit tight. If you're driving right now in Oneonta, look at the road. Pay attention. It's dark out there. So be careful. But yeah, enjoy, guys.
listening to WONY 90.9 FM Oneonta.
Warratu.
Hi, we're James.
And Mary.
We've been retired for 15 years and never been busier.
Life's tight, but we eat right by making whole grain sandwiches and chopped veggies.
We're heading out to our grandkids' soccer game, so prepping meals saves us time and money and makes lunch easy to pack.
Learn how you could eat right when life's tight. Visit snapedny.org.
SNAP-Ed is funded by USDA Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP. This institution is an equal opportunity provider.
Hey, everyone. You're listening to the WONY Weekly Update. Here are some upcoming events to look forward to. On Monday, February 16th, the Black History Month film series continues at 6 p.m. in Sergi Lee Hall. Also on Monday, day one of Club Jeopardy starts at 9 p.m. in the Hunt Union Ballroom. On Tuesday, February 17th, starting at 5 p.m., experience a taste of